Hey, Daily Doses. This is Pastor Larry here. And yesterday I had a privilege of giving an overview of the book of Ephesians. And this week we're kind of going back and looking once again a little deeper at each chapter. And as I pointed out, the first three chapters of the book of Ephesians are about what God did for us. And chapters 4, 5, and 6, the next three, are about how we need to live in light of that. So going back to chapter 1, right at the very beginning in verse 3, as he begins to set the stage of what God has done for us, the Apostle Paul puts it this way. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. In other words, every single thing we need for the spiritual realm is found for us in Christ. Well, I want to take a few moments today and talk very practically about how that works. Because if you're anything like me, there's some times in your life you're going, well, Lord, if you have given me everything I need for the spiritual life and for living in obedience and walking in faith, how come I can't find it right now? And one of the things that we so quickly forget is we assume that we have access to everything God gave us, even when we do not yet need it. Let me explain what I mean. In business, there's a thing called a just-in-time delivery system. In the old days, they'd had huge warehouses full of all of the different widgets that might be needed, and then they would go and they would pick them off as they were needed. Well, the problem with that is as maybe an item would change or the business cycle would change, they're stuck with all of this inventory, and they're having to pay for the warehouses and all kinds of things as it's all stored up. And so a guy named Deming came up with this concept of just-in-time delivery system. And in a just-in-time delivery system, what you do is you get those widgets delivered to you by the subcontractor that makes them just anywhere from a week to the day of to a short time before. And instead of these massive warehouses full of stuff you're going to need someday, you have a much smaller warehouse or place of storage. Well, frankly, all that Deming was doing was tying into how God works. All you had to do is go back to the beginning of the children of Israel's story in the book of Genesis, where Moses is leading them out of slavery in Egypt, and they're wandering around in the wilderness, and God gives them the food they need. It's called manna. And when does it show up? Every single day, just in time. In fact, when it first showed up, he said, you're only supposed to take one day's worth. You're not supposed to take a whole lot of it and store it up because it's going to rot on day two. Just trust me enough to take today's and trust that I will give you tomorrow's. However, because on the Sabbath, the day before that, you collect 2 days. And that just continued and it continued and it continued. Now, what happened is at the beginning, some of them didn't trust God in that and they decided to store it up. And sure enough, it turned sour and bad and made them ill. Because God has a just-in-time delivery system. And here's what I've discovered. Throughout the scripture, that's what God does. He shows up just in time, and I keep wishing he'd show up a week earlier. Or I keep wishing I had a garage full of the strength and the power to endure various trials that are going to come so I could go look at them like somebody with wealth looks at a bank account and knows we're going to be okay if something happens. But we walk by faith, not by sight. And our Lord has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. But guess what? He delivers it one day at a time. A lot of you living through difficulties and crisis right now, or you just came out of it, you know exactly what I mean, because that's what you've experienced. You kind of end the day going, I don't know how I made it through this. I didn't think I would have had the power. Well, you did, because on your doorstep, just in time, was everything you needed. See, they're stored up in the heavenly realm. They're not stored up in your garage. It's one reason why worry is such a folly for those of us that worry about something out there in the future. Because when we're thinking about how will I deal with it, how can I handle it, we're assuming that we're going to have to handle it and deal with it with the strength that we have right now today. And sure enough, we couldn't handle it then. But when it shows up, guess what else shows up? Everything we need the day we need it. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's blessed us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessing in Christ. If you need it, you'll have it. That's his promise. That's what God has done for us.